Many of you have had the experience of show and tell. Perhaps you've had that chance in school as you were growing up to share with your classmates maybe something special that you would bring and show them and then tell them about them. This is something that also took place in your family growing up, and you didn't maybe call it show and tell, but it was something that took place all the time. You would show up with a new bruise and a new bump, and someone would then ask to tell about it. You would show up crying, and someone would ask you to tell about it. Or maybe your sister was crying and you were asked to tell about it. There would be broken glass at home and you were asked to tell about it. Maybe a dent in the car that you were asked to tell about it. Or maybe you showed up with a friend that you were asked to tell about. And so they didn't call it show and tell as we grew up in families, but it took place all the time. For us, we can show people pictures of Jesus as he is portrayed. And as wonderful as they might be, little can be made of it unless you tell about Jesus. Even with our scriptures, they share the story of Jesus, but often they mean much more when you can tell what that story means to you and how the story of Jesus has affected you and how the story has touched your life. We are also to tell and show. It's one thing to say. It's one thing to tell. But it's another then to accompany that with what we do and how we act. To show how Jesus touches our life. And so Jesus came into the world to tell of the love of God and to show it. To show the love of God and to tell of it. And that there is nothing that the love of God is not prepared to do. As we read of the words that Jesus prays in the Gospel of John, we see how Jesus prays for us. We see what Jesus wants for us. He tells us and shows us. Jesus prays to God and says, "I have made your name known." God's name known to us. When Jesus speaks of God's name, there is an importance to knowing a name. It means more than how we refer to someone or how we call someone. In the day of Jesus, a name was also used to express the character of someone or the nature of someone or what someone is like. So as Jesus speaks of the name of God, he is sharing the character and the nature of God. And as Jesus had said earlier in the Gospel of John, "As you have seen me, so you have seen the Father. I tell you and I show you the love of the Father." Now, until this time, the God of Israel was known as Creator, the all-powerful one who protected his people. But yet this God was also, in many ways, invisible to his people. He was seen as remote and distant. But now, through Jesus, comes into their lives. Becomes a part of their lives. The importance of the name that has been made known. The people of Israel had called upon the name of God. God was known as Yahweh and Elohim and Jehovah. But Jesus now shares the understanding of God as Father. "As you have seen me, you have seen the Father." And called upon that name
call upon God. In our Ten Commandments, it is said, "You shall not take the name of the Lord our God in vain." When we speak of that, it is much more, far more, than we are to not use God's name crudely, but to use it correctly. It has to do with how many times you do not use God's name at all. And by not using God's name, by not calling upon God, then His name becomes worthless and fruitless and empty. But we are to use God's name and call upon the Father to use the name of one who loves you. Jesus came to tell of the love of God and to show it. He shows it by giving of Himself and emptying Himself. And now in His prayer, He shows us that the task is passed along. It is passed along to us. Jesus prays that He may be glorified in God's people, that He may be glorified in us. He speaks of how the recipient of a gift gives thanks to the giver. We have been given a gift, and now we are to continue the task. Continue the work that we can use this gift for. And we glorify the giver by continuing that work. There was a man who was going to travel by train, and he went up to the steward of the train as he got on, and he told the steward, "I'm going to take a sleeping pill because riding on the train, it makes me nauseous and uncomfortable. But do whatever you need to do to make sure I get off in Philadelphia. Because I do not want to miss my grandmother's funeral." Sometime later, then, the man wakes up and jumps from his seat. As a train arrives in Washington, D.C., he goes to the steward of the train and says, "Why didn't you wake me up in Philadelphia?" Now, the man sitting behind the passenger says to his wife, "Why, he sure is mad." And the wife says, "Well, not as mad as the man they carried off in Philadelphia." Jesus prays for us that we would glorify Him with His gifts. And there's no getting off that train. That we are to continue that journey, continue that task in what we do. We have been given the Word, a Word that moves the heart, a Word that causes us to act and respond to the love of Jesus. "Sanctify them in the truth," Jesus says. "Set them apart, consecrate them, dedicate them to show and tell of God's love." And we are equipped for that task. We have been given the gifts to carry that on. There was a woman who owned a pet store. She loved running her pet store. She saw it as a calling to assist people with finding pets, to add to their lives, and would go to great lengths to find whatever rare and exotic pets that people might want. And one day a little girl came in, a little girl, very cute, just tall enough to see over the counter, and told the woman that she would like a rabbit. And the woman said, "I'll be glad to help you with that. We have lots of rabbits. What color would you like? There's a lot of cute ones down the cute, a lot of cute white ones down this row here. And the little girl said to the woman, "Well, you know, I don't think my boa constrictor cares what color it is." But the woman running the store was equipped for every situation. Just as we are equipped. We are equipped not to escape trouble in the world in which we live, but to face it. Not to find the world easy, but to be triumphant over it. Not to be free of our problems, but to solve them. Using the gifts that we have been shown, that we have been given. And with those gifts, then, as we have been taught, we are sent into the world. We are commissioned. But no one has said that that sending would be easy. A mother was speaking with her young daughter, sharing with her by saying, "Honey, when you grow up, I want you to be assertive, to be independent, to be strong-willed." And she went on by saying, "But while you're a kid, I want you to be obedient and passive and quiet and pliable." But we are sent and we are prepared to go into the world, to tell of the love of God, to show the love of God, to show and to tell and to show. And in our own prayers, we are to reflect on the prayer of Jesus. As Jesus has prayed for us, to know the name of the Father, to call upon Him, and to glorify Him in all that we do, all that we show, all that we tell. Amen.